Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Well, I ain't afraid to tell you what's on my mind. I just ain't the bashful type. I'd go all the way for the USA, 'cause I love them stars and stripes. I ain't never been scared of nothing, and I'm a renegade to the bone. So if you're looking for trouble, better bring you some help. I'm a little bit more than you can handle alone. I'm mighty proud of Dixie. I'm just a fool of Southern pride. I'm a catfish connoisseur, and I know I'm countryfied.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, takes flight now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for January the 24th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful ways of restoration, that is our goal. We reject revolution but stand for peaceful restoration and hope you're with us in our sacred cause. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. That is the wonderful music of Charlie Daniels, a well-known patriot for, 40-plus years? Started out in the, early 70s kind of a thing? Wow, Charlie Daniels hitting the news cycle now, if you pay attention to the right news sources as well. We'll get into that in minutes as the broadcast unfolds, but first, a recap of yesterday's show. Time is short to legally finish off Robert Mueller. Who am I talking about? Larry Klayman, WND.com, with the piece talking about the corruption going on. And nobody will get to the bottom of it, he says, except for him. He's the only attorney that's got the guts to really take it on. Judicial Watch won't get it done, but Freedom Watch certainly will, with Larry Klayman at the head. By the way, he really worked towards freeing the Bundys as well. So he's got a track record to prove it. We've watched him for 20-plus years. Federal government cuts 16,000 jobs in 2017, writes Terrence Jeffrey. And that's great news as well, but, I mean, you know, it's a drop in the bucket, but we'll take what we can get, right? Kevin Bell, a gentleman in Utah, Kearns, Utah, to be exact, offers forgiveness to bus driver who killed his wife. So bus driver literally, I guess they had an accident. She was struck by the bus and passed away. And what an example of forgiveness and love and kindness. After he found out his wife passed away, he reached out to the bus driver to make sure the bus driver was okay. And what a humble act of kindness. We need more peace in this world, ladies and gentlemen. That's for sure. Our prayers go out to Kevin Bell and his family, and our admiration and appreciation for his example of forgiveness and kindness. Wow, what an example. Facebook blocks major funding for major pro-life movie, writes Art Moore. Wow. So Facebook, hostile against the pro-life agenda. We ought to start jettisoning Facebook and Twitter and some of these places that are hostile to our beliefs, ladies and gentlemen. They consider it an epic battle for control. Are we going to go ahead and cater to them, or are we going to create our own institutions, huh? We also talked about this incredible article written by WorldNet Daily. They need help. We need to help WND survive the war on independent media. And you need to help us survive it too, by the way. But good for WND.com, one of the great news sources, that's for sure. Legislator calls on feds to give up land ownership, writes Bob Unruh. And again, another example of, I don't believe the federal government owns the land, but they need to give up contesting ownership. That is for sure. We talked about a Florida 20-year-old that wins $451 million mega millions jackpot, says he wants to do good for humanity with the money. It's amazing how much the government takes when you take cash, taxes and discounts, and wow, ended up with only like 280 something million dollars. Anyway, not near the 450 promised anyway, but there you go. Where's the extra money? I'm just wondering, huh? But I applaud the gentleman for saying he wants to do some good work. He wants to, you know, bless humanity with his funding, and I hope that turns out to be true. New California declares independence from California in bid to become 51st state, writes USA Today. New California, they've got a different plan. It's not secession this time. They say it's a long shot, but you know what? The folks involved say we just don't believe that California represents us. It's turned into a big city tyranny. Boy, do I see their point on that one. Wow. Looks like media bias continues. 90% of Trump coverage in the last 90 days has been negative. 90 days? Really? I think it's been negative from the very start since he walked down the escalator, folks. Major broadcast news reports in September, October, November, literally hostile as well. Are you surprised? I'm not. They've been attacking me for 20-plus years. Donald's only seen a teeny bit of it for a couple of years. He's kind of a greenie in this, isn't he? All right. Hour two. Jim Clymer, ConstitutionParty.com, joined us. Well-known attorney, does a phenomenal job. What a concept. Money should have value, writes Bill Federer. Boy, is he spot on that one. Hopefully we can audit and end the Fed yesterday. I'll tell you that right now. If we want to get to the bottom of, making America great, it starts with an honest currency, doesn't it? Meet the real Walter Cronkite. That's a WND.com incredible story. Basically, they're talking about with the 50th anniversary of the Tet Offensive. I don't know if you know much about that, but it was back in 1968. WND takes a fresh look at what really happened. CBS News anchorman Walter Cronkite literally rolled forward with his famous 1968, what they call a editorial. And it altered U.S. public opinion about the war. The problem is his editorial was full of falsehoods, full of fake news, folks. So Walter Cronkite, what do you want to call him? The king of fake? There you have it. Great expose by WND.com, by the way. That's a recap. We talked about a lot of stuff, man. Every day on the broadcast, we just break down the news like no other. And if you find what we do valuable for you, please return the favor and donate today. This is the Widow's Mite Radio Network, and we need every penny we can get. And what we'll do is we'll take your sacred funds, and we will use them to grow our position in the media. As the new media takes center stage, you can be part of the solution today. LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyRoundtable.com. Welcome to the broadcast. The recap, well, summarizes the broadcasts that are still available on demand at your fingertips at LibertyRoundtable.com. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Kirk Crosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. Charlie Daniels is in the news. WorldNet Daily is the one to cover it. One of our favorite authors, Bob Unruh, is on it. And they say that Charlie Daniels speaking out, he expects, quote, proof of weaponized federal agencies, Kurt. Charlie Daniels, well-known musician, expects proof of weaponized federal government agencies. Now, Kurt, I don't know that I want to roll into an I told you so, but I've been talking about weaponized government agencies for quite some time now. Maybe Charlie's listening, huh, Kurt?
Maybe. Yeah, good point.
Now, in the article, it says, Charlie Daniels says this, quote, the fix was in. Hillary Clinton was to be elected president. Federal agencies would be, quote, weaponized to advance the Obama agenda. Wow. The military neglected. Ultra-liberal policies would be enacted. Immigration policies would be enacted to bring illegals into the country to change elections forever. And the economy was to be further driven into the ground. the Democratic Party would be cemented as the leader. That was all on the docket for the communist USA-led Democratic Party, Kurt. But then something happened. You want to know what it was, according to Charlie Daniels, Kurt?
Yeah.
All right, I'll make you wait till after the break to tell you, though. That's how good radio is supposed to be done, isn't it? Isn't that what they told us when we first started out 25 years ago? All right, we're going to
it. Good point.
Charlie Daniels in the news for a good reason. We'll break it down. And by the way, we agree with Charlie 1,000%. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
I ain't nothing but a simple man. They call me a redneck, a reckon that I am, but this thing's going on, make me mad down to the core. I have to work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the street, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, and then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go. He slaps him on the wrist and he turns it back out on the town. But if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up behind, let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land.
Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Charlie Daniels on your radio.
So I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go and remember where you've been. That's the way I see it. I'm a simple man.
Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. So Charlie Daniels in the news. WND, Bob Unruh, has the piece. And Charlie Daniels expects proof of weaponized federal agencies. In other words, the fix was in. Hillary Clinton was going to win the elections. They were going to literally overwhelm America with belligerent immigration policies so that the Democrats would have the edge in elections going forward, where they would tank the economy, change the affairs of the nation, but something happened. Charlie Daniels says something happened, and it's God's grace. happened. That's what happened. That's what super songwriter and singer Charlie Daniels believes. What do you say to that, Kurt?
Amen.
Charlie Daniels, spot on.
Yeah, and, I guess the guy's 81 years old, so he's probably not too worried about his, Hollywood connections now. It's nice to see, a man.
You heard him in Renegade, though, from the 70s, buddy. He walked into the music capital of the world, and, they thought he was a weirdo, and he just said, hey, I'm sorry about that. I'm one of them renegades. I love the Stars and Stripes, and that's just how it is. So he ain't never been afraid, even from the early 70s, Kurt.
That's right. We should have hooked up with him a long time ago, but it sure is good to hear.
Well, when you say hooked up with him, I've tried to contact him. He's super busy, but you know what? I've watched Charlie Daniels for forever. Now, most people only know one Charlie Daniels tune, Kurt. Sam knows them all, but no, I shouldn't say all. Sam knows most of them. But most folks only know one. Do you know what it is?
The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
And he was looking for a soul to steal.
Yeah, but there's a whole bunch of Charlie Daniels stuff.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of. I just played Renegade and I played Simple Man, and I got a bunch of them. We're going to play a few of them throughout the broadcast today just to familiarize y'all with the redneck country boy doing a great job. And he's not afraid to admit he loves the South. He's not afraid to admit he loves America. He's not afraid to admit God, family, and country. Kurt, he even does songs about America.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Amazing.
So anyway, all I'm telling you is he believes that the fix was in, that the thugs were really going to shake up America, but something happened, God's grace happened, and he expects now for us to get paid dirt as we dig into this with the Donald and some of these guys to really find out they were literally creating weaponized federal government agencies against the people, Kurt, and I think we have proof of that already. Shall we drill into a little bit of it?
Sure.
All right, there's two folks down there at the FBI. What is it, Page and Sturzok? Is that who they are, Kurt?
Yeah, that's right. It's, not Mutt and Jeff, but because in this case it's a lady and a gentleman. I use those terms loosely, I guess. Just like any red-blooded Americans, they've got their preferences, and apparently they, their preferences aren't the same as yours or mine, Sam.
Howdy, do I hear that?
Yeah, they didn't want, things to turn out like they did. And, they basically said, it's kind of weird that last name, Sturzok.
Sturzok, I guess, right?
Yeah, I guess so. They made a little claim in some of their texts that there was what's called a secret society in the FBI. Some have made jokes about it, but I'm telling you that this idea of a conspiracy, there are conspiracies that happen all the time. And people that want to just say, oh, you're about a boogeyman behind every bush, or about is, well, I mean, if you believe that about everything, then I think that's wrong. But if you're going to use that to claim there are no conspiracies, no bad guys, or even good people that are trying to work behind the scenes and not tell other people their plans, that's what a conspiracy is. They're conspiring together, and these two were conspiring, I think, with a number of other people to try to overthrow what the people had put in place, Sam. Don't you think?
Yes, and there's more evidence of this as well. Everybody's starting to write about it. Everybody's starting to focus on it, Kurt. This is a big, huge, in my opinion, undertold story. So Page and Sturzok's, they referenced an FBI secret society that met the day after the election. And now they say thousands of Sturzok page text messages refer to this, quote, secret society within the DOJ and the FBI working against Donald Trump. Kurt, this literally points to treason. Now, even Trey Gowdy is in the news. Trey Gowdy says, quote, FBI agents were discussing how to avoid texts being captured. So now you got a situation where we got enough texts to know they had a secret plan going on here. We have enough texts to know they hated the Donald and plotted against him. But now most of the texts are just gone. So now we find the text being gone. They say, well, it was an oversight. We didn't mean to. We don't have the texts. But these are the same people that were planning how to get rid of the texts or to make sure how to make sure the texts were not captured, Kurt. Now, it's so bad that Jeff Sessions is now ordering an investigation of missing Cerzak page texts. Kurt, did you see this?
Well, yeah. And Sam, I mean, when you look at the details of this story, you look and go, wait a minute. You know, the FBI, the big crime boys of America, you know, their own big shots. Apparently, we've just lost like 5 months worth of texts that are just.
But I think they're lying, and I'm gonna give you enough pay dirt to open up a full blown investigation into the FBI and the Justice Department. Kurt, you ready for it?
Oh yeah.
Number one, they have a secret society at the FBI and Justice Department that they talked about the day after the election. That they were going to do their best to shut down the Donald. This was unexpected, they claim. And then they, one, talked about that secret society. There's enough text to prove it. They then talked about discussing how to avoid the text being captured, and now they say they don't have them. But, Kurt, there's a case that nobody will tie this to, but I will. Are you ready?
Sure.
Ammon. Bundy, Cliven, Bundy, Ryan, Bundy, and their supporters. They had big cases. Now, didn't the FBI and the Justice Department and the government literally, Kurt, say, hey, there was no snipers out there. There was no, I mean, this is all conspiracy theory by these whacked out anti-government folks. And the government made that claim. The judge got super mad at the Bundys and literally, you know, and then it turned out that the government, the FBI, and the Justice Department all lied. There was a whistleblower within their ranks that literally caught them red-handed. The lawyers and the defendants, if you will, caught them red-handed, so much so that the judge had to cancel the whole to-do and say, wait a minute, we got a mistrial here. The government lied and deceived and withheld what they call that exculpatory evidence. And therefore then, hey, and now the Bundys are in the right, the government's in the wrong. Well, now you have a track record of this happening, proof that the government, the FBI, has been weaponized in lies. Charlie Daniels catches on. So do others. We'll tell you about it. Hang tight.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Every day I wake up, it's almost like a battle. It's like, well, you know, I could do this today. I could go get drunk.
I don't like beer. I'm an alcoholic because I can't, you know, stop drinking because it alters my mind, but I don't like alcohol.
And I had to keep telling myself that, you know, this is okay. Everybody does this. My whole life was just a big lie.
I can't control if I do take that drink because I'm an addict and I can't.
I admit it's messed me up.
I don't have a very good memory. I have a hard time remembering things when I learn them.
I can't concentrate on one thing for more than 5 or 10 minutes. You have fun until you hit rock bottom and it's not fun anymore.
I remember sitting in assemblies about drugs and I thought, that's never going to happen to me. I'm never going to be like those kids. Here I am.
The choices that you make are choices you're going to have to live with.
A public service message from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind. He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby.
All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
He got lost from his unit in the jungle alone. With the enemy on the advance, as the bullets and tracers flew over his head, he knew that he didn't have a chance. He fired his rifle and tried to be brave, though his senses were frightened and numb. He lay on the ground with a lump in his throat, 'cause he knew that the end would soon come. Back home, my mother was down on her knees, praying, be with my son, keep him safe, Father, please. When it all looked so hopeless, just a one-sided fight, his deliverance flew into the night. And the enemy scattered as a chopper touched down and lifted the soldier off the hard-killing ground. He could feel the Lord's presence in the hot jungle air, surrounded by mercy, protected by prayer.
Yeah, surrounded by mercy, protected by prayer, ladies and gentlemen. Now Charlie Daniels saying, amen, that fix was in to destroy America, man, by the enemies of liberty, but God happened. Good things are going on everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. And the bottom line is we're finding out the FBI and the Justice Department, just like I said, weaponized agencies, unconstitutional bureaucrats, rogue agent thugs is what they are. And the bottom line is that this Page and Sturgis, or Sturzok's pages, they literally said, we're going to make sure that no one can get a hold of our texts. They got caught, Trey Gowdy catching them at that. FBI agents were discussing how to avoid texts from being captured. And then they literally run around and say, well, we don't have the text, we're so sorry. But now Jeff Sessions ordering an investigation of missing texts. Well, this is exactly what they did in the Ammon Bundy case. They said, hey, there was no snipers anywhere. You guys are all crazy or conspiracy whacked out nuts crazy. And now we see the facts. The government lied. The government got caught. Rogue thug agents were trying to entrap good, honest Americans. And we see the truth. We told you the truth from the start, but everybody thought we were just whacked out crazy. Now more and more and more evidence documenting the reality. Now, this is not necessarily a smoking gun, but when you have this happen and a whole court case has to declare a mistrial after, what, a couple of years of trial where juries say not guilty over and over and over and over, and then multiple mistrials where the government's literally withholding evidence and lying and cheating and stealing and manipulating, and now they can't find the text that they promised they would try to bury? I submit to you that the agencies of government have turned rogue and have been weaponized against the American people, just like Charlie Daniels says, Kurt. And I think we have enough evidence right now to literally put the FBI under investigation and start holding people accountable for treason, Kurt. This is absolutely crazy. Because this was all to manipulate the outcome and overturn the outcome of an election, attacking Donald. This hatred, this quote. Now, remember, we always told you there was secret government, the shadows of power, some of us call it. There's secret government. And they said, you guys are so full of a conspiracy. You're crazy. Well, Kurt, they're referencing in these texts at the FBI a secret society, Kurt.
Well, it's true, Sam.
Is that
Sam,
a conspiracy, and, Kurt, or is that conspiracy fact, or what is all that? How does all that work?
I think, it's all about truth and honesty. And if criminals are making deals behind scenes, whether it's about, robbing a bank or stealing your country or whatever it is, it's a conspiracy, Sam. And the idea that says that, hey, there's no conspiracy, or the phrase none dare call it a conspiracy, hey, it's just not the way it is, Sam. I mean, there are bad people that do bad stuff, and, you got to recognize that. Charlie Daniels at 81 and before.
Singing about protected by prayer, too, Kurt.
That's right. Talking about real good stuff. I saw, looks like there's even some more stuff from him. Several things. CNSnews.com puts up commentary from him. One of them says, Charlie Daniels, our creator wants us to take courage.
This guy's not running around down in America, Kurt.
No, he's not. And he's promoting the creator as well. Right, Sam?
God, family, and country, that's for sure. He has a song called My Beautiful America. We'll play that coming out of the next break, too.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine My Beautiful America. You know, when you got Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama and stuff like that, ashamed of who we are, ashamed of the values of America, running around downing the country, talking trash, literally dovetailing with the Communist USA Party and foreign interests. And then they try to take down. I got a question. If the day after the election there's a secret society at the FBI and the Justice Department that want to overturn the election, would that be election fraud, Kurt, or is that just kind of a conspiracy idea?
I call it election fraud, Sam.
Well, see, there you go. And this is what we're talking about, folks.
You're changing the results. Just like that's exactly what happened in the Roy Moore situation. That's what happens when the media doesn't tell you the whole story, like they did with Bill Clinton, like they did with so many other. If they're choosing, they can make somebody very popular or they can get rid of them.
Amen to that. We're seeing it, though, ladies and gentlemen. Their days of hidden secret combinations or conspiracies or whatever are over, because more and more and more do we get to the bottom of it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
More and more and more do we hold them accountable. And, they could say we don't matter in the news all they want to say. But the fact is, do you think if it wasn't for WorldNet Daily and Trey Gowdy and a couple of good, honest people in the House and the Senate, and for Sam and Kurt and WorldNet Daily and a few other good people, Daily Caller, in other words, I can count on a few hands the people that are really breaking this open. There's a few talk show hosts. There's a few columnists and commentators. There's a few news services. There's a few attorneys. Mr. Mumford representing the Bundys is a great example where the court freaks out so bad at his win that they literally sick the government thugs and they assault the guy right in the courtroom. That's peacefully right. standing tasing there advocating for his claim.
Tasing a lawyer.
Tase and attack him. Right in the middle of the, courtroom, folks. And the judge just does nothing except for lets him get hauled off to the clink.
And they do the standard thing of, hey, quit resisting, they keep saying to him. And he's like, I'm not resisting. But see, that's how
existing
they do
is
it
resisting, because, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right.
You if you're a patriot,
you
got to I mean?
Succumb and do exactly what you're told.
It's kind of like
not stand for your rights.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act these days, right? You know, existing is resisting in today's society if you're a patriot. See what I mean? And all I'm telling you is you see this on display and it's going to get worse, Kurt.
Yep.
You're going to see more and more and more and more fallout from their abuse. Part of the swamp's getting exposed. Now, make no mistake, we haven't gotten to the bottom of it yet. You know, for example, I think this admission of a secret society is a little bit of a deception. Because what they want you to do is believe that, oh my goodness, we exposed a secret society. It was only between two or three or four people, and it was kind of minimalistic. It was just the haters, the leftover Obama haters of Trump kind of thing. Thank heavens we cleaned that up. But, oh, don't be deceived how deep the swamp is, Kurt.
Good point.
By the way, it's kind of comical. Charlie Daniels sings a song called The Woolly Swamp. What's it called? Something about the Woolly Swamp. Anyway, it's about this guy. And these guys go in and try to get this guy. And anyway, they get sucked in by the swamp. And they're about to get sucked in by all the mud and stuff like that. It's kind of a funny song. The Legend of Woolly Swamp, I think is what it's called. Anyway, all I'm telling you is that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, the legend of Woolly Swamp is what it is. Anyway, all I'm telling you is you got the swamp monsters going on.
And speaking of the swamp monsters, Sam, here's another one that, you know, he's not, you know, holding back. Charlie Daniels isn't. You know, he's willing to pretty much talk about what he feels, you know. I mean, at 81, I think you get, you know, feeling like, hey, let's let her rip.
Yeah, but anyway, he's been speaking out for a long time. Yes.
Yeah. Here's the headline from Fox News. Charlie Daniels warns Taco Bell the Illuminati is not a frivolous subject. It goes right along with the secret society thing, doesn't it, Sam?
Goes right along with or is the same thing as, yeah. I would concur with that reality check. Quick pause. Sam and Kurt, do you hear hard-hitting talk radio like this, ladies and gentlemen, from other sources?
From Rush Limbaugh.
We fund you and support you in every way we can. If you feel like we provide value, LibertyRoundtable.com, donate today.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's K-O-S-C-H-E-R-T-I-F-I-E-D.com.
promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, anyway, this guy they talk about loves his money. Doesn't care about anybody else, loves his money. And I'm telling you right now, it's a perfect metaphor for what's going on at Capitol Hill. Donald Trump literally thought he could get in there and fix it, and he didn't realize how bad it was and such like that. And, you know, he got up there, and wow, the swamp's a lot worse than we thought it was. Anyway, Charlie Daniels tells this story.
Bury it all around, and on certain nights, the moon was right. He'd pour it all out on the floor of his shack and run his fingers through it. Yeah, Lucius Clay was a greedy old man, and that's all that there was to it.
We're talking about the swamp, ladies and gentlemen. They got greedy old men and women up there taking care of business, destroying the country, but they got caught. We're going to go ahead and, well, create accountability, aren't we, ladies and gentlemen? We're going to follow the rule of law. We're going to give them their day in court, but we're going to have candid reality checks and accountability, we pray. And we're going to pray for protection for all of us. As we do so, there's a few people dead along the way. Just look at the Hillary Clinton / Bill Clinton body count, if you don't believe me. And then you got Seth Rich dead and a few others. Breitbart comes to mind and a few others. We got a road to hoe, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to straightening this thing out. But you know what? We are Americans.
They found the old man out in the back with a shovel in his hand. 13 rusty mason jars that just dug up out of the sand. And they all went crazy and they beat the old man and they picked him up off of the ground and threw him in the swamp and stood there and laughed as the black water sucked him down. Then they turned around and went back to the shack and picked up the money and ran. They hadn't gone nowhere when they realized they were running in quicksand. And they struggled and they screamed but they couldn't get away, and just before they went under, they could hear that old man laughing in a voice as loud as thunder. It's been 50 years ago, and you can go by there yet. There's a spot in the yard in the back of that shack where the ground is all.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, very, I don't know, symbolic song, you might say, about the swamp struggle we got going on right now. Who's going to win? The answer is, if the American people get involved enough, we're going to win. Charlie Daniels says, hey, the author of Liberty, the creator, says take courage. Boy, howdy, are we on the same page. We've been telling you that for 25 years. And we're going to continue telling you that. So is Charlie Daniels, and so are all the folks that want the truth, honesty, freedom, and salvation. This is the greatest country on the face of the earth, ladies and gentlemen, because we have checks and balances that can restore the republic like no other country on the face of the earth. Let's take courage. Let's get it done. Let's drain the swamp. Donald's made a lot of mistakes, no doubt about it, but you know what? I don't think he realized how hostile and how abusive and how evil it really was. A rude awakening, to be sure. Nevertheless, we're making a difference, and if they get to the bottom of these texts, Kurt, we might just have the pay dirt necessary here. And, well, if we can't find the text, then they literally deleted them or did something to rid ourselves. I mean, it reminds me of Hillary's hard drives, right? What happened to those suckers? We don't, you know, it goes on, and we find out they literally destroyed evidence. The question is, does Donald have the fortitude? Does the swamp have too much control? Will the quicksand get them, or will they become victorious? I think the people are the factor, Kurt. If we demand it from our congressmen and senators, if we get involved and fund the new media taking center stage, we can literally upset their swamp monster apple cart. And if we do nothing, though, man, the swamp just might win, my friend. It's still an epic battle. God gave us an opportunity that we better, I'm telling you right now, quadruple down and take advantage of, Kurt.
Great point, Sam. You're exactly right. And on this whole secret society kind of idea.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's you see this in Charlie Daniels, you know, when you connect those two things. I guess, you know, I'm out of the loop a little bit here, but Taco Bell a while back did a big promotion. They called it the Belluminati. And they were joking, I guess, they say, about they had these cloaked, ominous figures, and this thing debuted in mid-December, where they announced plans to add 20 new dollar items to their, you know, menu and all this stuff. And they had these Belluminati as a secret society that controls the dollar menu from their hidden headquarters. The Fox News story says, clearly mocking the idea of a secret society of power players and influencers.
Well, I got one response for Toxic Belch.
Good point.
Boy, are they going to have a rude awakening when the truth comes out. We've been telling you about this forever, and now the swamp monsters are getting caught, and Trey Gowdy's digging in, and, well, we have proof of their secret fake society. You kind of wonder now, is Toxic Belch part of the Illuminati then, Kurt? Are they, you know?
Well, you know, in this one article talking about it says, my favorite response that somebody wrote is, welcome to Taco Bell, Mr. Daniels. Can I take your New World Order? It's a little bit funny.
No, but thanks. I'm going to go down there to Mama's kitchen. I'm going to go down there and eat some good Southern food where they take care of business, and the girls are girls, the men are men. That's where I'm going.
And see, Charlie that's how Daniels says that the Illuminati is not a frivolous subject. And I just got to agree with him, Sam. You know,
well, how much evidence do we need, Kurt?
Are not frivolous subjects. They're not. I mean, I guess you can make a joke about anything, but what happens when you make jokes about people about certain things? Then it's a way to basically downplay anybody who talks about that, isn't it?
That's how they play. The media all too happy to play ball as well. Now, if Jeff Sessions is literally looking into this, Kurt, if we've got pay dirt on a secret society, when Charlie Daniels warns Toxic Belch, the Illuminati is not a frivolous subject, my response is, hey, is the media going to cover this now, Kurt?
Not too many people.
Because really, who's covering this? Where did you get that headline, Kurt? Who's covering this in the media?
That was a Fox News piece, but like I say, you know, unless everybody jumps in on it, Sam, and,
yeah, that's right.
Digs it.
I got a question for Fox. Are they still taking Toxic Belch commercials, or are they going to, you know, get rid of that, or what?
I'm sure they'll take them.
See, I don't think Taco Bell, now that I know that they're, you know, mocking literally secret treasonous governments, shadow governments, trying to take over the freest country on the face of the earth, I wouldn't take Taco Bell's money, Kurt. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a big subject, folks. You can say we're just conspiracy theorists. You can say whatever you want to, but more and more and more evidence coming out.
Study it up yourself.
In the last 5 years, Kurt, how many times has the mainstream had to admit we're right and they were wrong? Over and over and over and over again, Kurt.
Yeah, it does seem to happen quite often.
I mean, they've been fake newsing it since the Walter Cronkite days and probably before that, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Yeah. I think the first fake news story was when Cain killed Abel and then tried to tell God he didn't know where Abel was. Wasn't that the first fake news going on, Kurt?
Another lie, huh?
Isn't it interesting that the string of lies and the string of murders go hand in hand, and the quest for power and greed and control, in other words, force versus agency, becomes the epic battle line since the world began, ladies and gentlemen, and continues today. We, by the way, stand for, I don't know if I dare say pro-choice, because we don't really want to murder babies like the pro-death folks do. I would say we're for free choice, Kurt, or we're for agency. We are for choice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, it's fascinating how Charlie Daniels gets in the middle of all this stuff. Got some great music. I was going to play that Beautiful America song, but then we talked about that swamp, and I just played that swamp song instead. Maybe next hour I'll have to bust out a Beautiful America song from old Charlie. What do you think of that, Kurt? Should we just have a Charlie Bonanza talking about this stuff?
Yeah, there's no problem with it. In fact, let me tell you, Charlie says that you can combine work and play, Sam.
What's he thinking?
I mean,
amen to that, by the way. I agree.
And that's a little commentary of his on the CNSnews.com, boys.
Now,
Charlie
by the way,
Daniels,
he even talks about Mountain Dew, ladies and gentlemen, in his song. No, listen, Kurt, you're going to like this.
All right.
He talks about Mountain Dew coming down here from the Utah mountains, Kurt.
He doesn't
use the word Mountain Dew, though. He just talks about clear water from the Utah Mountain, you know, Utah. He does mention Utah in there, though, and he does talk about clear water. And it'd be Kurt Crosby's Mountain Dew, wouldn't it, Kurt?
That's right. Mountain Dew, D-O, exclamation.
There you go. All
That's
right.
That's how you write it.
Anyway, he talks about all that in his songs and stuff like that. Just a great artist, in my opinion. A good person. A great artist. Somebody who understands that, hey, we've got to be vigilant and reject criminalistic government. We've got to reject rogue agents and rogue agencies. And we've got to stand for the proper role of limited checks and balance-based constitutional government. We've got to have the proper role of government if we care about the freedom of ourselves and the next generations to come, Kurt. Critical stuff. Critical.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, do you expect more and more proof of weaponized government agencies against the people, Kurt? Like good old Charlie?
Well, I can even tell you that prophets of God have told us that that's the way it is, Sam.
And,
you know, I mean, you look back at Ahab and Jezebel, they, you know, in those times in the Bible, you know, it's been going on for a long time, bad people.
Yeah, King Herod and Margaret Sanger seem to be on the same page with their agendas, just murder all the babies, huh?
Great point.
It's biblical, you know, we go on and on and on. But our goal always, ladies and gentlemen, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. That's what we do. If you find our cause worthy, bust out and help us, would you please? LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Donate, get involved. We hope to bring value to you. If you find it valuable, please reciprocate. Add value to us. We'll use every sacred penny to promote the new media, taking center stage and telling the tale of liberty, creating transparency and the prosperity of the freest country on the face of the earth. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. The only question left is, will you help? We declare this nation shall endure.